So here we are, the premier edition of Cardiac Arrest. Big guys talking about food.
Oh yeah.
So this is our first venture into podcasting. We will see what happens, and all we gotta say is we love food.
I love food more than anything. More than my own family. No, I'm just kidding.
So for it's weeks and weeks, we've been playing pool together, right?
We have been, yeah. We've been winning, losing, a little bit of both.
And every time we meet, it always ends up talking about food.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes healthy food, whatever that is. You guys are going to mention that all the time.
I don't know about that. I get double lettuce on my burgers. That's healthy for me.
Okay. And also we talk about corn soup. Ham and scone.
Scone dogs.
Scone dogs. Chili. And
ham sandwiches.
Yes. But our most favorite of all, as you mentioned previously, hamburgers. So, where's the best hamburger you can say all in?
That anywhere in the world?
Well, let's go fast food hamburger first.
Fast food hamburger. You know what? For a long time, it was McDonald's for me. But I'm a Burger King man now myself.
Yeah.
I got to go with the Whopper.
You ever notice that, like McDonald's, like their Big Mac, it's getting smaller or something? They change the bread.
You sure we're not, just not getting bigger?
Yeah. My hands are getting fatter.
Like or, Professor Clump.
Yeah. Even Wendy's, their burgers kind of changed, like their bread changed.
Their bread changed, yeah. I used to be a big fan of Wendy's, and now I could do without it. Same with Harvey's. You know what's growing on me, though?
What's one?
That I used to not like? I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. A&W.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's the diet root beer. I don't know.
That could be it. Yeah, it tastes like a regular root beer.
Yeah.
So ever notice, the other night, I was doing something, and I got this, like, speaking of Harvey's, I got this smell on my hands. You ever eat a Harvey's burger and that grease gets on your hand? You can smell it, like, if you haven't walked, you know, eating in your truck or eating in your vehicle and you're munching away, and all of a sudden you're done and
you get a waft of it.
And they get a waft of that grease.
Oh, yeah. That stank is still on there.
I had that last week. Now, something, I don't even know what it was, but it was like, hey, this reminds me. Oh, no, it was a candle. It was something. I was like, God. Gross.
That was the Harvey's.
Yeah, it was the Harvey's.
I'm not a big fan of Harvey's. I don't know. Just can't get into it. It's like, tastes like a burger I'd make at home.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know.
Barbecue.
Like you can't make a Whopper or a Big Mac at home.
No, you can't. No. You ever tried those special burgers? I think you told me about one before. You can go out to McDonald's, you can order like a, or you can go out to Wendy's and order like a quadruple burger.
Yep, they have the Grand Slam, which is four, and I heard they had the T-Rex, which is something like nine. Patties. I've never seen that though.
Cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah.
So
you might have to take a time out eating that one.
Yeah. What about like whole like bistro burgers?
That's hard. I mean, there's. I really like, so if we're gonna get into those, let's do chain restaurants. Not like specialty store, like, you know, one offs. I like the Works.
The Works, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like on Upper James?
Yeah. Yeah, they make it. There's one there. There's one in Brantford, downtown. I get the Skater Girl or Skater Boy or something. It's got peanut butter and bacon on it.
What?
And there's one called Some Young Guy. And it's got cream cheese on it.
A special cream cheese on it?
It does, yeah. But that's the one, the two that I get usually when I go there.
I to tell you the truth, I'm really kind of a cheap guy, so I don't really go to any kind of bistros or any kind of, like, you know, chain restaurants.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
But however, once me and my partner, we went down to this burger place, just past St. Joe's Hospital, on a little back street there by the bus station.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, $45 for a couple burgers and fries.
$45, holy
heck. Oh, man.
Was it good though?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
This I had Admiral's the other day.
Oh,
Admiral's burger. I mean, nothing nuts. If you want a greasy Old School Diner Burger. That's kind of the place. Or, what's that place? It's up past Walmart, kind of. You go left at the lights, and it's got, like, the batting cages next to it. There's go-karts. What's that burger place up there called? It's got a little drive-thru, even. That's like an old diner, right?
It's all diner.
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I forget the name of it. They have the Mustang car show up there once a week in the summer. So I would go and grab a burger and walk around and look at cars.
Nice. Oh, I think it's right at the corner there, right? Just past that Camp 51?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think I have one. By the car dealership thing?
Kind of, yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but that's good. What's that other one called that's in the city? It's not too bad. Burger Priest.
Burger Priest? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not bad either.
You know what I really miss? It was very similar to, like, your Princess Submarine or, like, Admiral's. There used to be, like, these little Harvest Burger places in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be open till, like, 3 in the morning, and you could go there, and they used to sell, like, special drinks in there.
Oh, yeah.
But you get burgers, right? And you can get... I really miss those. They're not even there anymore. You know where the A&W is on...
Upper James?
No, Colburn. Or not Colburn. King Street?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
That's where it used to
right
be.
Right across from... I remember going there after hockey games.
Yeah.
It's right by the Cops Coliseum.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
Yep. There's another place in Hamilton called O'Neill's. You ever been there? They used to have one on the mountain and one downtown.
Is that the Pugger?
Right? The Pugger, yeah. The 1 pound...
I've heard of it. I've never been there.
It's worth it.
Like I can say, I'm an aficionado of cheap burgers.
I don't think it was expensive for that one. I think it was like being like $12 or $13 and you got it's a pound.
Yeah.
And it came with female bacon on it.
Huh.
Yeah, and fries.
Female bacon.
Ooh, female.
Did you get the, when you were at Admiral, did you get the bacon double cheeseburger?
Just the regular bacon cheeseburger. But it has two patties.
Oh, man.
Because I didn't know when I first went. So I got a double, and it had three patties on.
Yeah.
I mean, I handled it, but still.
That bacon double cheeseburger, you get like a pile. Like, there must be like 8 or 9 slices of female bacon in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's cardiac arrest for sure.
Yeah. And other than that, back home here. I've only tried one burger at the Burger Barn. I really liked how that grease just slides on the side of your face.
Burger Barn, you know, like, give them props. I like a lot of their burgers. I've had probably 3/4 of the ones on the menu.
Oh, yeah?
I'd say, yeah. And my go-to is the Mushroom Swiss.
Oh.
Or that one that has the dusted jalapenos. The Texan or something like that. I forget what it's called. But that one's good, too. I think... Yeah, Burger Barn is good. I mean, you know, for the local burger, it's the best one.
Yeah.
Like, better than the Miracle Burger, which is also not bad.
Not bad.
Because it's a homemade patty, right?
Yes. I've seen actually a post on Facebook not long ago. I thought about some kind of burger place in Tilsonburg or Port Dover.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I could maybe research that one.
Go out there.
That'd be a
start with some Arbor Dogs.
Oh, my God.
For an appetizer.
Once before, man, we did a food tour. Me and a tool man and Gidget and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
We started at McDonald's on Rymel, at Rymel.
Yeah.
Then went over to Taco Bell and the Wendy's. We got like their special burger, right? So Big Mac.
Yeah.
We got Dave's Double.
Yeah.
We got like a couple of burritos. We made it down to, that was before, like you had Mandarin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We made it down. There's that KFC. Then we made it over to Shawarma Place just down that Dave Andrews truck road.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where we made it to there.
Well, yeah. You made it one block. Anyways.
Yeah, one block, yeah.
Jeez. I also like Princess Subs and Hagersville.
Oh, it's been a while since I've been
there. They got a good burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of got a unique taste to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many places, though.
What do you got? Everybody out there, you got... Where's your favorite burger place to go? Maybe somewhere we haven't mentioned and say, hey, you guys got to check this out. We'll go there and check it out.
Yeah, we'll go check it out. We'll go on a little tour.
Yeah. So this is our first edition episode of Cardiac Arrest. Big guys talking about food. And we just want to say thanks for tuning in.
Yep, I'm gonna give a shout out to Nate too.
Oh yeah,
Nate couldn't join. He is part of our crew, but he's staying safe at the house. We miss him. And yeah, that's it.
The missing link. Yeah, sausages.
We're the buns. He's the meat.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Goodbye.